Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Rather than seeking balance, which is a buzzword we've all heard, we always have to balance. Everything's got to get balanced, and I've never really bought into that. What's a better way to do it?
Well, first of all, when you try to seek balance, like walking a high wire, you can't plan for every inevitability. So the winds of crisis hit you from the right, and you lean into it. The winds of crisis hit you from the left, and you lean into it. So you're under constant anxiety and pressure. And so in essence, what you keep trying to do is reorder your life, trying to regain your balance to accommodate those things you didn't plan on. Is that what the Bible calls us to do? And is that how it calls us to live? I don't think so. I think the perspective, instead of balance, should be centeredness, like a spinning top that has its equilibrium at the core. No matter where you hit it, it rights itself.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus was ministering to thousands and he decided in the middle of the ministry to get into a boat and go to the other side of the lake, I can imagine the apostles were incredulous. What's going on here? We got ministry to do. And when they caught up with him, what did he tell him? He says, I must be about my Father's business. He was centered.
Mm.
He always knew there was going to be ministry in front of him,
mm-hmm.
but he was centered by this ultimate purpose. So the idea is that to live a centered life means to have in order, biblically informed values, have foundational beliefs, have a worldview that honors God, and is motivated by things that motivate the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before the show started about your central beliefs establish your values. Your values inform your worldview. Your worldview conditions your motives. Your motives energize your behavior, and your behavior reflects the condition of your heart. It's not as linear as that. It's more like an ecosystem, but
mm-hmm.
they all are impacted by what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
It matters what you believe. So having that core, that biblically informed core, will help you navigate whatever is in front of you, and that's living a centered life versus a balanced life.
Mm-hmm. Because you went through that kind of quickly, I want to revisit that for the listeners. Your beliefs will establish your values.
Mm-hmm.
So what you believe is pretty important.
What you believe, what will arise out of that is what you value.
Okay.
Every ideology is based on a set of beliefs and values.
Right.
And your beliefs will condition or inform your values.
Mm-hmm. And then the values will inform your worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And your worldview will condition your motives.
Yeah, your worldview is how you perceive life around you, how you make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see it as God sees it. And that's where the life of Christ is so important in clearing up that kind of a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Then, though, that set of perceptual attitudes about life all of a sudden gives you this amazing view of how life really is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you end up then energized by the motives that are also the motives of the Lord. And it produces behavior that brings glory and honor to God.
Mm. And the behavior always affects the health of your heart.
No, it reflects.
What does it say?
Reflects the health
okay.
of your heart.
I can't write fast enough.
Behaviors may resonate with, it may correlate with what you've got stored on your heart, but let's make no mistake about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of the heart that behavior rises. It was no mistake when God told Samuel in the house of Jesse, man looks at appearances and height. I've always looked at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It also says in Scripture that God judges the motives of men's hearts.
Mm.
So the idea here is your beliefs establish your values inform your worldview conditions your motives energize your behavior, and the consistent extended behavior will always reflect the health of your heart, good or bad.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.